It is up to us, each and every one of us, to wake up and start to make more responsible choices as we usher in a new world order. And that, my friends, will be the next big thing. Chapter 1. We are in deep trouble, and we're not alone. We are at a crossroads of immense proportions, nationally, internationally, and globally. We are living in a manner that is absolutely, unconditionally, irrevocably unsustainable. The United States and our fellow nations are facing an Armageddon of economic collapse as every nation slowly spins into a death spiral, pulled down by debt that appears impossible to repay. As a global economic community, we are scrambling for any toehold on a slippery rock face, clinging by our broken, bleeding nails from the very edge of a precipice as we peer down into the abyss. We may fall unless we get a grip. Today's reality. As a nation, the United States has enjoyed many decades of growth where our main economic function was to consume. Over the last 10 years in particular, all the chickens have come home to roost. The seeds we have sown with our indulgent living and our toxic relationship with our planet have created severe and blatant problems, not only for ourselves but for the world. As a nation, the United States can no longer fool itself and the rest of the world into believing that everything is okay, because everything is very much not okay. Here's a summary of just some of the challenges facing the United States, all of which put downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. Right now, the United States has a negative $65 trillion net worth and is seriously underwater. Right now, the United States imports $800 billion in oil every year. Right now, the disparity in wages between the United States and the rest of the world makes it impossible for the United States to compete globally, and we are losing jobs and our economic edge to emerging nations. Right now, we are digging a hole to China with unfunded debt. Right now, we spend $2.4 trillion a year on healthcare, and no one is getting any healthier. Right now, our government is obligated to pay increasing amounts of Social Security benefits and Medicare entitlements. Right now, we are damaging our life support systems and poisoning future generations. Right now, we plow under our farmland and are net importers of food. We were once the breadbasket of the world, and now we don't even feed ourselves. And the food we do produce is saturated with toxins and hormones that act as endocrine disruptors and have been strongly associated with increases in reproductive problems and cancers in many species, including humans. I'll get into detail on these issues in a bit, but the bottom line is that all of these things combined are pushing the U.S. dollar to collapse. With so many challenges, it is easy to feel ineffectual and to fall into despair. But with these momentous changes come momentous opportunities. That is what we must focus on. We are not a going concern. We have a plague of over-leveraged debt that is unsustainable. Right now, the United States has a negative $65 trillion net worth that is seriously underwater. If you think of each U.S. dollar as a share of common stock in a company, then we can think of the United States as functionally bankrupt, while the board of directors and the government tell lies to the shareholders, who are the taxpayers. You. As a country, we are not a going concern. We don't fuel our cars. We don't keep ourselves healthy. We don't feed our bellies. We don't make anything anymore. We don't make real things, real goods, or real services, and earn real capital. We don't export things. We are not producing sufficient income. Yet the government trots out statistics that try to tell a different story, so that the next bond auction gets completed. It has long been a tradition for American economic leaders to look to the gross domestic product, the GDP numbers, as a way to measure the